الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا ورسولنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. الحمد لله. All praise and all glory is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And peace and blessings and salutations be upon our noble, most honorable and beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. Today is the blessed and sacred day of Jumu'ah. And today we take this opportunity to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reassess our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reorient our life towards the deen of Islam, and to re-script the way that we think, and to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best of manners, to realize how grateful we should be for all of the blessings that we have in spite of all of the things that are going around in our community, in our nations, and also throughout the world. And to remember our role as Muslims, as parents, as citizens, and as good human beings, that we have a duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to our deen, to our family, but also to our community and to the world. Today, inshallah al-aziz, we have a short reflection and a reminder on the situation that we are currently living in. In April 2010, I remember, and I'm sure you all remember, the volcanic ash that erupted in Iceland. And as a consequence of that, all the planes halted worldwide. And it seemed quite crazy to think that just a simple volcano erupting in Iceland, in the middle of nowhere, literally, could bring the world to a halt. But this for me, and I'm sure it was for you as well, and for those people of reflection, and for those people who see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was to reflect that this is a reminder of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for us to truly reflect upon the one who is in control of everything in the world. So this caused me to also think about the situation that we are currently in with the coronavirus, COVID-19. And whilst we are living in an age of distraction, an age where we are constantly bombarded by the media and so many other things, we should take a moment to stop and to reflect and to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And rather than be absorbed by our Twitter feeds, by WhatsApp groups, and by Instagrams, and so many other platforms which we wake up to and we also fall asleep to, it's more important that we connect to the platform which takes us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the companions, they ever experienced anything extraordinary, the first thing that they would do was turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can see how we react when we see anything extraordinary in our community, in our countries, or anywhere else worldwide. Rather than turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we turn to our phones, we turn to our tablets, and we turn to the media and so many other avenues. But the reality is, these are all signs which should force us to stop and to reflect and to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to consider this to be a sign and opportunity to reflect upon the power and the majesty and the design and the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is for this very reason that within our beautiful religion, you have a specific prayer for the lunar eclipse, and for also the solar eclipse, also specific du'as that we read when we witness the new moon, and also when, you know, strong winds are there or turbulent times and, you know, situations are there and we are surrounded by them, or when we are ill and so much more. Whenever we have things which are out of the norm, then this should cause us to stop and reflect and to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So perhaps this time that we are living in is a period of social distancing and self-isolation, in the sense that we also distance ourselves from these platforms, which are in reality a means to distract us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to prevent us from being one in solitude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you are feeling stressed and if you are feeling overwhelmed by the situation that you are in, or perhaps your family members are in, or loved ones or friends, then it's better for you to put your phone away and to first and foremost pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to express to Him all of your worries, your sorrow, your stress, and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help, for His protection, for His safety, for His provisions. Indeed, our Lord Allah Azza wa Jal is our Rabb. He is our Lord. He is also As-Samad, which means the eternal refuge, the one we can always turn to seek refuge, to seek protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is also Al-Wakil, the one who is the trustee, the one who is the guardian, the one who is the protector as well. He is also Ar-Razzaq. We should reflect upon these particular words, these particular names and attributes and qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you turn to Allah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will strengthen your heart, will illuminate your heart and strengthen your resolve and give you the ability to overcome all of these challenges. The second thing that we can do after turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also to turn to the Kalam, the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of us have probably heard other people saying that when you want to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how should you talk? You should go and pray and grow, do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, when you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to talk to you, then what should you do? You should recite the Quran. Because when you recite the Quran sincerely, and you recite the Quran bil ma'na, which means with understanding and reflection, with understanding at least the translation, being able to read the translation, then this is a means, a mode for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to communicate with you. So we should take this opportunity, the days that we have, the weeks and perhaps months that we have now, to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to turn to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also receive communication from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should do this especially in the mornings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, Inna Quran al-Fajri kana mashhuda, that the Quran which is recited in the morning will be a witness for you on the day of Qiyamah. And it is also a means for communication, for your illumination of your heart, and also for the ease of your sorrows and worries in your mind as well. So we should take some time in the morning to recite the Quran, especially after Salatul Fajr. Or more importantly as well, with our children, we should make sure that we recite a small portion of the Quran before they sleep, to remind them that this is the most important thing that they should be thinking upon or reciting or reading before they fall asleep, which is the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And throughout the day as well, we should try to listen to the Quran as much as possible. And listening to the Quran means active listening. Quran is not something which should be passively listened to within our homes. Like you put it on in the background, it's on the radio, it's on the TV, and you're going about doing your worldly things and you're speaking to your children or your spouse, etc. No, Quran is something that needs to be listened to actively. So if you are alone in your kitchen or in your bedroom or wherever you may be, in your home, in your garden, then listen to the Quran, but listen to it actively with your heart and with your ears, so that your heart and your mind and your soul can be illuminated. I was going through a tafsir, which is the tafsir of Sheikh al-Sha'rawi, a great mufassir from Egypt, and he does a beautiful commentary of the Quran, currently only available in the Arabic language. However, I came across a quote of his, and he mentioned a beautiful statement of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, who said, quite a few beautiful statements. And Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq mentions, and I quote, "I am amazed at the one who has been afflicted with fear and he does not flee to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." That it's really, that these are his words. That how is it that somebody who is afflicted by fear, by being scared, by being in a state of anxiety or stress, and that person doesn't flee, doesn't run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he quotes, Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran mentions, وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, that they mention and they state that sufficient for us is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the best disposer, and He is the best wakil, He is the best guardian, the custodian of our affairs. So we are living in a time of fear, and people are fearing being close to one another, people are fearing the stock inside the shops, people are fearing what will happen to them if they fall ill, if they are afflicted by this illness, if they get the virus, people are feared and are fearing for their loved ones, for their family, for their children. And they are fearing so many things, but we have a reassurance and comfort from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we turn to Allah azza wa jalla and say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Because as a result of that, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the following verse? فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ. So they returned with the favor and bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with no harm having ever touched them. So when you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you share your fear, your worry and your sorrows with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the hope and yaqeen and the tawakkul that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed sufficient for you, and He's your custodian, He's your guardian and protector, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will calm you and reassure your heart and your mind, and you'll return from that particular state with favor and bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with no harm having touched you, i.e. in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beautiful words from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq. And furthermore, he carries on. He mentions that, "I am amazed at the person who is afflicted with sadness." So the first aspect was fear, worry, anxiety. The second is one who is afflicted with sadness. And all of us now in this day and age especially in the circumstances, are going through various emotions, mental and mental aspects and also emotional aspects of our lives are being turned upside down. So he said, "I am amazed at the person who is afflicted with sadness, and he also does not flee to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And then he quotes, "Fanada في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين." There is no deity except you. Exalted are you indeed. I have been of the wrongdoers, for verily, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. And we know this dua, very, very well-known dua of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, where he reflects upon his situation and he's in a state of sadness and sorrow, but he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he accepts his actions. And we also need to accept our actions as well, our actions as individuals, as a community, as a nation, and also as humanity, and what we are doing and how we are behaving to one another or towards the environment or towards the world. So we need to reflect upon those things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after you turning to Him and sharing your grief and your sorrow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So as a result of you turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you turning to Him and sharing your sadness and your emotions and your feelings, and you asking forgiveness for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the wrong things that you have done, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds and says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكِذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So we responded to him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to you. And we saved him from the distress. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove that gham from your heart, from your mind, that sorrow, that sadness, that anxiety that you have. Why? Because you have turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus do we save the believers. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves the believers. So even though you may be in difficult physical situations, mental situations or emotional situations, if your heart is strongly connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who alleviates and the one who removes sorrow and pain and distress and difficulties, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will strengthen your heart and your mind and your emotions and remove all of those difficulties and calamities in your life. Why? Because you have turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I mentioned at the beginning, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala physically, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentally, emotionally, intellectually, and relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reflecting upon the Quran and seeing the answers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you are truly transformational, and they can beautify your life and your mind and your homes and also your families as well. And the final thing that Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq mentions, that he says, I am amazed at the person who's afflicted with betrayal and deception by people, and he also does not flee to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the verse that he quotes is, وَأُفَوِّدُوا أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. That I entrust my affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in these situations that we are living in, people may promise you certain things, people may say certain things, or people may be taking unfair advantage of your situation, especially if you are vulnerable or old or hiking up the prices or doing various other things. But if you, in spite of this betrayal and deception of people, of mankind, if you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, I entrust my affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed, He is the all-seeing of His servants, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you, Just the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, who is perhaps one of the most tested and trial prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran reminds us when Ayyub alayhi salam mentions, وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. That indeed when Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, communicated and talked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, oh my Lord, indeed, adversity, difficulty has touched me. And you are the most merciful of the merciful. For verily, this is the dua of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam. And this is what we need to say as well. Whether you have a flu or a cold or any other illness, or even if you have the virus, you need to be turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying to Him, you are the most merciful, and as the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy encompasses everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy also overcomes the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, in spite of being afflicted with a huge amount of sickness, of difficulty in his life, he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rahman, Ar-Rahim, that Arwanta Arhamur Rahimin. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a response to his dua. And that response came after many months and years perhaps. And every individual circumstances will be different. The response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could come to you within a moment, within an hour, within a day, or within weeks. We don't know. That is entirely dependent upon your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرْ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا وَذِكْرَى لِلْعَابِدِينَ. And indeed, we responded to Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam and removed what afflicted him of adversity, and we gave him back his family and the like thereof with them as mercy from us and as a reminder for the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-hearing, He is the all-seeing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always respond back to you just the way that He responded to previous prophets and messengers, as we see in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to you and to your du'as and to your heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a promise, will also remove the affliction and the adversity in your life as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return back your family to you as well. Because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did for Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam. وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave back to him his family and the like thereof, what, i.e. the way that their hal was and the situation was before the afflictions and the bimariya and the plagues and the viruses and all of these things, you'll return back to the way that you were, but in a better state. For this is for those people who are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who reflect upon the power and majesty and the beauty and the jalal and the jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lil abideen, the true worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you just carry on slightly further in this particular surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also states, وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِدْرِيسَ وَذَا الْكِفْلِ كُلُّمْ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ That Ismail alayhi salam, Idris alayhi salam, and Al-Kifl, and they were all from the Sabirin, those people who were truly patient and those who truly persevered in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then as a result of their patience, وَأَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ فِي رَحْمَتِنَا إِنَّهُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entered them also within His mercy. I encompassed them all within them, His mercy. إِنَّهُمْ مِنَ Salihin. Why? Because they were indeed from the Salihin, the righteous, those who did and carried out good and righteous actions and deeds. So again, as I mentioned, this is a time for us to reflect on the beauty and the majesty and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reassess our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to the Quran to do to recite the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also for us to see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us, and to listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reflect upon the fear that we have, and to reflect upon the sadness and the sorrow that we have in our lives, and all of the other things that are going around in our communities in the world, and know that the true savior and the protector and the guardian and the true alleviator of all of these things is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is His promise that He will return us in a better state if we turn to Him, that He will encompass us within His mercy, He will remove the afflictions and the problems within our lives if we are truly patient and if we are the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we carry out righteous deeds. So this is a time for us to continue in our good akhlaq, in our good deeds towards each other, towards our deen, towards our community and our neighbors, towards the world as well. This is what is truly important. When you reflect upon the Quran, it gives you comfort, it gives your heart comfort and gives your mind comfort, and also gives comfort to your community and to your family as well. And just two or three more things before we conclude today. This is also an opportunity for us to reflect and for us to do kasra, abundant istighfar, seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself mentions that he would do istighfar 100 times minimum each day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we do not know which things which are apparent or which are hidden, those things which may be small and insignificant to us, which are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should constantly do istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is to say astaghfirullah. And you can add additional words to that as well, astaghfirullah rabbil arshil azim, or various other words. But the companions and the salihin, the righteous, they would always constantly keep their lips moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also with doing the zikr and doing the istighfar and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we don't know which sin that it may be that is causing this calamity or this disaster or this affliction or this musibah within our lives. So we should constantly be doing istighfar. And this easiest way to do that is to do 20 times istighfar after each salah. So 20 times 5 is 100. So 20 times to say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And you can also take this opportunity to do istighfar for yourself, to do istighfar for your mother and father, for your parents, to do istighfar on behalf of your family, to do istighfar on behalf of your community, of your nation, of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And by seeking forgiveness and repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rectify our situation and remove our calamities and our difficulties in our life. But you have to first and foremost reflect upon those things that you have done, things that you are doing, and seek that active forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order for you to be a recipient for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two more things is that social distancing. Now everybody is being told to keep away at least 2 meters distance, 6 foot or so on the right and the left and in front and behind you, having this social distancing. So it's imperative to do that for your safety, but also at the same time it's important for you to have balance that with social care, being considerate for your family members and staying in contact with them as well. Your pantry, your shelves and your cabinets and your fridge may be full, but it's important for you also to connect with your neighbors. And whether you knock on the door and, you know, stand back, or you have their number or their contact details or email, stay in contact with your neighbors, stay in contact with your friends, with your community, with your society, and find out, make sure that they, those who are vulnerable, those who are elderly, those who are in need, you can provide some form of assistance and help for them, whether it's doing their shopping on their behalf or paying for their groceries or doing other things, and even with healthcare workers or picking up their medicine and so many other things. There's lots of opportunity for you to keep safe, but also keep other people safe as well, and taking care of each other. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reminds us that, you know, you cannot have complete iman if you are eating and your home, within your home there's plenty of food whilst your neighbor goes hungry, or whilst you are unaware of the situation of your neighbor or your community. So it's important for us to be considerate for all of our community members, and to make sure that we check in once in a while, and to take care of them to the best of our abilities as well. And if you can donate towards food banks, you should be donating towards that. Or if you can collect money, then you should collect money and then spend that in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by helping to feed homeless people, helping to feed those people who are vulnerable, those people who are unable to get out. And the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in this regard, he mentions that good works, even if they may be small, the good works protect from evil fates, and charity in secret extinguishes the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and maintaining family ties increases the lifespan of an individual, and every good deed is charity. These are the words and the statements of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He also mentioned that the people of good in the world are the people of good in the hereafter. So if you do good today, if you do ihsan today, if you do righteous deeds and good deeds, those deeds which are selfless, altruistic, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be classified and categorized as a good person, and then you will be raised on the day of Qiyamah like that as well. And he also mentions, and the people of evil in this world will also be the people of evil in the hereafter, and the first person to enter paradise will be the people of good, i.e. The people of ihsan, the people of righteousness, the people of good deeds. So this is an opportunity for us all to become muhsineen, to become muhsinoon, to be good, become those people of good actions and good deeds, good a'mal, not just from a religious or a spiritual perspective, from also from a social perspective as well. If you can help out financially, or if you help out in many different ways and forms, you should do that, because that charity will extinguish the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will protect you from musibah and balas, it will increase your lifespan, and every good deed will become a charity for you in this dunya and also in the hereafter, and you will be raised on the day of Qiyamah as a people of ihsan, people of good deeds. And finally, the dua We should also do abundant dua in these times, in this situation as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, that call upon me, and your Lord says, He commands us, He's saying, He's waiting, He's expecting us. He's saying, call upon me, رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, indeed, I will surely respond to you. So this is a time for us personally, also a time for you as spouses, time for you as a family, for you and your children and your siblings or whoever lives within your home, for you to get together and to collectively call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Call the adhan within your home, do the iqama within your home, read salah together, do du'as together after the salah itself, do the tasbih together after the salah, do istighfar together, recite the Quran together, do du'a together, and that du'a can be in any particular language, especially if you do it in the Arabic language as well, but any language that you use, as long as you from your heart, you are calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all of your heart, with all of your sincerity, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will indeed bless you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will indeed protect you and protect your family, protect your community, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate and remove the sadness and the sorrow and the distress that we have currently and what we are facing in terms of fear, and remove that and replace that with sukoon and itminan and peace and tranquility and normality back in our lives, and so that we can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best of manner. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all on this blessed and sacred day of Jum'ah, and enable us all to truly reflect upon all of the signs that are around us and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow in the footsteps of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. وأقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.